Josie's in for Katie, and scented billboards are here. And that's going to probably be the thing of the future. These are mobile billboards, and McDonald's is the first one to roll them out.
McDonald's. You know it when you smell it. So we wondered, if people can recognize McDonald's by its delicious smell alone, what if we had nothing else on our billboards? Announcing the world's first billboard that smells like McDonald's. We simply used ventilators to subtly diffuse our iconic scent, strategically place the billboards near restaurants, and then let the uncontrollable cravings begin.
Now McDonald's, come on McDonald's.
Targeting thousands of noses across the Netherlands. It's the first billboard where the smell becomes the ad.
Pretty smart, because, you know, sometimes when you smell stuff, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm hungry.
Right.
So there's nothing on the billboard. Nope. Why not? Why not put the billboard with the smell? Because then it's kind of association.
Yeah, like the billboard I saw, it's like a mobile billboard, and they have it looks, let's just say, like on a college campus type looking area or like a downtown area, and it's pretty big, and it's red, McDonald's red, and it's just people walking by like, dang, it smells like McDonald's.
You know? But how delicious would it be if you saw a Big Mac on the sign and then it smelled like a Big Mac as well?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think they want to see how powerful. I don't know.
I think it's the same idea behind like the Masked Singer. There's this mystery to it. Like there's part of your brain that's trying to be like, I recognize that smell. What's that smell from?
Yeah, and people are talking. I mean, obviously we're saying what it is.
But wouldn't you rather have McDonald's on there so that you knew what it was right away and have to cut out the mystery? You could just go.
Well, I think our radio consultants tell us all the time, people love solving mysteries.
Yeah.
No, they do. But I'm just from a marketing standpoint and the masses, I will tell you this. Can you imagine coming home from the bars, Matt? Not you, Jared, but a brewery
I'm hungry
or something.
At night. I get hungry at night. I don't have to drink to get hungry, trust me.
Right.
And then like, of course, not driving, but you walk by a Taco Bell. Billboard with tacos on it. It smells like
Yeah.
You would want to eat the sign. You would do whatever it took to get to the Taco Bell.
It's true.
That's true.
I feel like we've all done whatever it took to get to the Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, when you come home, and I don't know what it is, Jared, not you.
Right.
Because it's a different feeling. You're hungry all the time. We get it. But, Matt, after like a special event or you're drinking or even Josie, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's late. All of a sudden, it's like you forgot to eat or something, and you can just like eat an entire pizza immediately, nothing.
Yes.
And all rules go out the window. It's weird.
You're off your Mediterranean diet, aren't you? When you're
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Slams up in your face. Now, what would be your go-to fast food place when you have been drinking?
There's two. There's McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Exactly. Yeah. That's really open.
And it just depends on the main thing it depends on is where can you convince the sober person driving you to take you?
Yes.
Or like what do you feel like is going to fill that void that you're missing right now? Is it a greasy burger or is it just a delicious quesadilla or taco?
Is it a fish fillet or is it the black bean crunch wrap?
That sounds disgusting.
No one says that.
But I do.
The black bean crunch wrap.
Oh, it's what one of the healthiest?
I know that, but this is not the time to be the healthiest.
It's the only thing I can eat. I don't eat red meat, and that's all they have at Taco Bell.
Give me the black beans.
I love it. I think it's one of the most delicious things on the menu. I love the 7-layer burrito. They got rid of it. Now I do the black bean country.
And then I guess you got to go to some place that's open late.
And that's why McDonald's. Or a gas station or something.
Those are the two,
Yeah, I mean.
Or cookout.
Cookout, yep.
Ooh, yes.
Sheets for their cheese nachos.
There's going to be a problem, though, if there's the scented billboard, especially whether they have a photo on it or not. If it's like eventually, let's say it's like one of the worst smelling billboards, something you cannot stand and hate, like Josie with red meat, and it's like a steak, blowing steaks as she walks by.
Yeah.
Eventually, there's got to be some kind of regulation on it because people would be disgusted walking by, like literally gagging.
Yeah, and maybe you can only have a certain amount of those billboards because otherwise all the smells get mixed together or whatever.
It'll be like the candle store and give me a headache.
Right.
Or maybe like if McDonald's put it on there, then Burger King can like sabotage their billboards and have like it pumping out like stuff that stinks.
Good point.
Now, is that why Taco Bell, you notice their new campaign ad, like Jason Sudeikis is like telling people, hey, we're open before it's late. Like, their whole thing is, like, we're open during the day.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Because as all the commercials are talking about, but I guess because it's, like, the go-to place
at late
night.
They've been advertising for years how late they're open.
I know. And now they're switching back to, like, that must have went so well that, like, they're dead during the day.
Well, I think what really has happened is, especially since COVID, I hate to say it, it's been incredibly difficult to get employees to work that late.
Mm-hmm.
They're already struggling it's all the time. So now you're going to have somebody working till 3 o'clock in the morning. And let me tell you something. The clientele at 3 o'clock in the morning isn't the best. They're a mess. It's like, you know how annoying it is when somebody is drunk?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, a car pull up and they're all acting fool.
What do you want?
I'll take 16 hard tacos. And then you have to act friendly back? Oh, God.
Agreed.
No thanks. Mm-hmm. No thanks. All right, so we'll see. The billboard for McDonald's is in the Netherlands now, the scented billboards, but so they're not here yet, but they're going to be here. The most obese country in the world, right. we're getting them. Don't worry. And I'm sure we're so obese, they might have billboards you can eat at some point.